Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you on tonight. God bless you. God bless you, each and every one on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Do you know that all things are working together for your good? Amen. Because the Lord is intentional. He has a purpose and a plan for your life. Amen. Glory to God. You're not just out there. Amen. We're not just out there. Glory be to God. Going through the waves of life, but I'm telling you, people of God, every stroke, amen, every stroke, there's purpose, amen. We may not see it all, glory to God, but we got to know, according to the word, amen, that it's working for our good. It's all working for our good, amen. Glory to God, as the scripture declares, to them that love God and are the called according to his purpose, amen. God has a purpose. God has a plan, amen, Jesus, and he knows the plans that he has of you, amen, the plans and the thoughts, glory be to God. He got it, glory to God, he got it, amen. So we put our hope and our trust in him, glory to God, believing him to carry us every step of the way, amen. God bless you tonight, people of God. God bless each and every one of you. We want to thank you for joining us on tonight. Thank you for joining us here at the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you. We're so grateful that you have decided to come and join us on tonight and every night that you're here. We just thank God for you, for our international listeners. We really thank God for you as well. because we realize that it is a sacrifice. Amen. I don't know how you're catching us. Glory be to God. What's your time zone? Or whatever time you're catching us, amen, here through these waves, we just thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us if you're listening to us, amen, via radio or podcast. Glory to God. If you're listening to us on Facebook, amen, or whether you're calling in, amen, to be with us. We just thank God for you. Thank you for taking out the time to be with us. We want to ask you, people of God, go ahead and invite someone to come. Invite someone to come and join you on tonight's broadcast. Amen. Just invite them to come. Just ask them to come, just out of the blue. Glory to God. Ask someone that you haven't asked before. Amen. Invite them to come and be with you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We tell you, people of God, there is a blessing. Amen. God has really been blessing us here. Glory to God. He has really been blessing us here on the Prayer News Network, and we give God thanks and we give God praise for bringing us every step of the way. Amen. Jesus, here now we are at day number 565, day 565, and we thank the Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord for what he's done and what he's doing. Amen. He has certainly, we can truly say he has done us well. Amen. He has really brought some dynamic people to the line. Amen. Jesus, since we started, amen, from day one, he has brought some awesome speakers, men and women of God, who are already, amen, well in ministry, their own churches, their own diocese, their own, glory be to God, jurisdictions, et cetera, but we thank the Lord, amen, that they have availed themselves and availed their time to come and be with us to be a blessing. Amen. Glory be to God. And God has been great. I'm telling you, people of God, again, for the past couple of days, we've been rebroadcasting, amen, Jesus, while we revamp and get ready, amen, for our next season or our next month. Amen. So we thank God because I'm telling you, this word that has been coming forth has certainly been a blessing. Amen. Glory to God. There were a lot of people that started out, amen, day one. Glory to God. And so many people that have joined us now at day 565 that have not had an opportunity to hear some of this awesome word that has been coming forth. Word, I'm telling you, coming forth under the anointing of God, that anointing that breaks yoke, that anointing, glory be to God, that sheds light into the recesses of our minds and goes down into the crevices of our heart. Glory be to God. And I'm telling you, that word that washes our spirit, amen, glory be to God, getting us ready. Amen. Getting us ready, getting us prepared, making us a prepared people. Amen. For the coming of the Lord. Amen. And even so, people of God, while we're in preparation, glory be to God, making us witnesses, stirring up the witness in us. Amen. I'm talking about stirring the witness. Glory to God. That go ahead way down on the inside. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise, amen, for that, amen. While you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and send out a text message again to a couple of people, invite them to come in, amen, Jesus. Invite them to come on in, glory be to God. Invite them to come on in and be with us on tonight, amen. Glory be to God in Jesus' name. Yes, 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 yes. Invite them to come in. Invite them to come in. Amen. Glory be to God. Invite them to come on in. Glory be to God. Hold just a minute. Just a moment, please. Amen. 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 Glory be to God. So again, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come on in. Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So we thank the Lord. Amen. We thank him. Amen again for this day 65. And I'm telling you, we're excited. We're excited for all God is doing. The Lord is truly blessing us. And we give him thanks. We give him praise. Amen. For what he's doing here on the PNN. Amen. We thank him for all of our leaders. Amen. All of our leaders, we thank God. Amen. For those, amen, that the Lord has, amen, given oversight over us. Amen. Watching for our souls, watching over this work as we're moving forward. Amen. We are grateful for that, people of God, because now we're over, amen, we're broadcasting into over 34 countries. Amen. At the last count. Amen, Jesus. And I tell you, God is doing some awesome things. So we're grateful for that on today. Amen. We're so very, very grateful for that on today. Amen. Glory be to God. And people of God, listen, the best is yet to come. Amen. Let's say that one more time. The best is yet to come. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord today. Amen. Thank God for each and every one of you. Again, whatever means you're listening, we thank God for you on tonight. Amen. We pray that you're intentional. Amen. Because God is an intentional God. Amen, Jesus. And it's his will, glory be to God, that everyone be saved. Amen. He doesn't want anybody to be lost. And that's why we're here, people of God, because we're just trying to get this gospel out. Amen. This gospel is soul-saving gospel. Amen. Glory be to God. Line upon line. Precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. Amen. Glory to God to the saving of the soul. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Converting, amen, to converting of the soul. Amen, and souls will be converted. Amen, and surrendered unto the Lord. Amen, realizing, glory be to God, that we were born in sin and shaping in iniquity. Glory be to God. Amen, and the enemy has a determinate end for us. Glory be to God. But we thank God for Jesus. We thank God for Jesus. Glory to God that he came and he gave his life. He died, people of God, that we might have the right, amen, to the tree of life, that we have a right, amen, to salvation. Amen. We don't have to die the same way we came. Amen. And this is why the gospel comes, to shed light upon our hearts. Glory to God, to shed light upon our minds so that we might understand and we might know what the will of the Lord is. Amen. So God bless you on tonight, each and every one of you. Amen. We pray that you are strengthened in the Lord. Amen. Even as you're listening to the word, we pray that you are strengthened, people of God, that you are strengthened in the Lord. Amen. Strengthened to go forth, strengthened to carry forth his will. Amen. Strength to do what's right. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God again for each and every one of you that have, amen, come out to join us on tonight. Glory be to God. We will be rebroadcasting on tonight again as we prepare for our next month. Amen. Getting everybody lined up. Amen. Glory be to God. We're getting everybody lined up. Amen. Making calls, et cetera, et cetera. Amen, Jesus, so that we can, people of God, begin to move forth. Amen. Lord, we're already at the end of the year. Already. We're in the last quarter of the year. Amen. Month number 11, headed for month number 11. Amen. I tell you, this has been a year. Amen. This has truly been a year to remember. Amen. And going into the second, the third year, amen, of the Prayer News Network. Amen. And it's beautiful. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord for it. Amen. Glory be to God. We bless God for it. Amen. Glory to God. And people of God, we're going to, amen, go ahead, amen, and get ready, amen, for the word on tonight. We want to go ahead and get ready, amen, prepare our hearts, prepare our minds, prepare our spirit, people of God, so that we can hear what thus saith the Lord. As always, we encourage you to go ahead and get your pen and your paper. Amen. Get your pen, your paper, get your phone if you take notes in your phone. However, amen, go ahead and get your notepad ready. Glory be to God, for the Lord will speak to us on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God, as he does always. Amen. Our speaker tonight, amen, is Pastor Bruce Harden. Amen. Jesus, we're grateful, amen, to have captured the word delivered unto us, the people of God. Amen. So tonight we're going to ask again, amen, we're doing something a little different. Glory to God. So we're having our prayer warriors go forth to sanctify our lines for us. Amen, Jesus. How many know, people of God, it's all about the will of God. It's all about growth and development. We can't stay in the same place. Amen. We cannot stay in the same place forever. Amen. But we got to shift and move. Hey, glory be to God. We got to shift, amen, and move in God. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, amen, we'll let you know that this week, amen, missionary Dorothy Fan, she'll be sanctifying our line. Glory to God. And then, glory be to God, next week, amen, we'll have another one of our prayer warriors, amen, giving them that experience, amen. Glory be to God. It's all about following after the Lord. It's all about being led by his spirit. Yes, it's about being led, people of God, by his spirit, amen, to execute his will in the earth as it is in heaven. Amen, somebody. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, we're going to ask Missionary Fan if she would come over, amen, and get prepared. Glory be to God for the blessing of the line on tonight. God bless you.
The recording has started.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
The Lord. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey when your spirit speaks to me. With my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. And I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey when your spirit speaks to me. With my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Can you help me say yes? Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Can you help me say yes? Yes, yes. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. And when your spirit speaks to me, when your spirit speaks to me, and when your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come again tonight, Lord God, giving you the praise, giving you the honor, and giving you the glory, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord God, for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you right now, Lord God, for your loving kindness towards us, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord God, for loving us enough, Lord God, to just to have mercy this night. We come before you this night, Lord God, asking you to meet us here, Lord God, asking you to be with us tonight, Lord God, on this line, Lord God. We're asking you right now, Lord God, to bless us once again, Lord God. Bless us with your word once again, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move by your spirit and by your mighty powers, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we're asking you, Lord God, to move, Lord God, on the service tonight, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to open our heart, Lord God, and receive, Lord God, what the Spirit is saying to the church, and that is us, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, just to move this night. Lord God, the man of God, the woman of God, the man of God that's going to bring forth the word tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, digest it, Lord God. Help us to receive it, Lord God. This night in the name of Jesus, we ask you this night, Lord God, just to have your way tonight, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God, on each and every one of us, Lord God, that's on the line tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to move in every life, Lord God, in every home, Lord God, that's represented on this line tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, let the word come, Lord God, and Lord God, just move in the way, Lord God, that we need it to move tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch lives tonight, Lord God. Touch lives like never before tonight, Lord God, through your word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this day to bless that woman, that boy, that girl, Lord God. This boy, God, hungry, Lord God, and looking, Lord God, for a word, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to help us, Lord God, just to hear what the Spirit, Lord God, is saying once again to us tonight, Lord God. We ask you to move, Lord God, like never before. We ask you right now, Lord God, that, Lord, whatever we in need for tonight, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to be it through the word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you this night, Lord God, just to save, Lord God, deliver, Lord God, set free tonight, Lord God, heal, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Heal the brokenhearted, Lord God, the wounded spirit, Lord God. Lord God, touch the mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the mind of your people tonight, Lord God, and help us, Lord God, to say yes, Lord God. Help us to say yes to your will. Help us to say yes to your way, Lord God. Help us to obey you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. You say obedience is better than sacrifice, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us tonight, Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God. Move, Lord God, once again, Lord God, on the bereaved, Lord God, everywhere, Lord God, nation to nation, Lord God, all over the world, Lord God. Somebody is in mourning. And once again, we ask you to be with them right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Have your way tonight, Lord God. Let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, have your way. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Jesus. Amen, Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, missionary fan. Amen. Glory be to God for coming forth with that prayer, preparing the way. Amen. For the word on tonight, preparing the way. Glory be to God. Amen. To help the hearts and the minds of the people. Amen. To come in that we might hear what thus saith the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. Amen. For all that the Lord is doing on tonight. Glory be to God. Just so grateful, people of God. Amen. That we have a hope. Amen. We have a hope in the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. We're not, amen, Jesus, we're not doubting about the way. Amen. We are not doubting about the way. Amen, Jesus. But we're walking in the light. Glory to God, because we know holiness is right. Amen. Holiness not in a denomination, but in the way of life. Amen. In the way of life, Amen. Because the word of God declares, be ye holy. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. To his people. Amen. All the way back in the Old Testament. Be ye holy, for I am holy, saith the Lord. Amen, Jesus. So we bless God on tonight. Amen. Because, amen, we're not doubting. Amen. We know that. Amen. We believe the whole role. Amen. We believe the whole Bible. Amen. Cutting out nothing, taking out nothing. Glory be to God, but we believe the whole word. So we bless the Lord on tonight. We thank God on tonight. Amen. All that he's about to do. Amen, Jesus. You're continuing to come in. Amen. We just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. Glory be to God. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for coming on in. Amen. Thank you for coming on in. Amen. Get yourself positioned. Glory be to God. Open your heart, open your mind, open your spirit to hear what thus saith the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We are grateful, people of God. Amen. As we've already said, we're so grateful. Amen. That, amen, the Lord has given us the wherewithal. Amen. To capture so many messages, amen, from our the speakers that the Lord has brought to this line. Amen. And we're just so grateful for that. Amen, Jesus. And tonight, people of God, we're grateful, amen, to have back with us, amen, a man of God coming out of down there around Savannah, down there why? Down near Savannah, amen, where they have that very, very good seafood, amen. Glory be to God. We're so grateful. People of God down there near Savannah, Pooler, amen, to be exact, amen. He is the pastor, amen, of, glory be to God, one of our PNN advisors, amen, Evangelist Stamper, amen. We bless God for her, amen, Jesus. I'm telling you, really, really, really on the field, amen, ministering, amen, to the people of God, amen. We don't hear a whole lot, amen, but she's here, people of God, and we thank God for her, amen. But her pastor will be ministering for us on tonight, again, coming out of Pooler, Georgia, by way of One to Another Evangelistic Ministries. People of God, tonight we want you to receive Pastor Bruce Hardin on tonight. God bless you, man of God. Let's see if we can get him online with this here. Amen.
Be amongst God's people. And I'm just grateful for this moment in time that God has allowed us the space. And I'm even so grateful that God has sent something to cause us to go back to him. God has sent something in the land to cause people to know that he is still and yet God. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, ma'am. So, Evangelist Bradley, are we clear in hearing tonight as we move forward?
Yes, sir. Volume sounds really good. You have the platform, sir.
Thank you. To the people of the Most High God, I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God for allowing me an opportunity to be a part of such a great work. I thank God for the hour that God is calling the body of Christ and the churches. He's calling us to prayer. And I'm so grateful that God allowed Evangelist Bradley and those that are associated with her team to answer that call. And in answering that call nightly, they're sending out a bomb of prayer to soothe the souls of the people of God. And that's a great job, a great time being blessed as I listen to it night on the night that I do get an opportunity to hear it. And so we are just so elated that God still thinks and cares about us in such a special way that he opens up his heart and his mind to us, even through his people, because some of us can't relate to God in the spirit, not yet, but we can relate to God through his people. And we're so grateful that God has allowed some people to be able to move in his realm and in his will to bring others into the kingdom, to strengthen those that are going through. And tonight I give God glory and praise. I thank God for this mindset that God has given me to serve him with my whole heart, to serve him with my whole mind, and to give him everything that I have, because everything that I have, God has given to me. Tonight I am assigned an assignment to bring a word to the people of God tonight, and I don't have a problem bringing a word of to the people of God tonight. You really are in my wheelhouse when you talk about the word of God. When you mention the word of God, it brings me joy. It brings me, you want to see me get excited. When we're talking about the word of God, it's just like people get excited about a touchdown. I get excited about the word of God. And so tonight we are going to try our best to comfort your hearts through the word of God. I listened intently, and I oftentimes like to hear God give a confirmation of what he's assigned. And Evangelist Bradley had no idea how well God used her to confirm what it is he wants me to say tonight. I heard her decree and declare that we were going to shake off tired, and we were going to get rid of tired. And God began to smile in my spirit. I began to smile in my spirit as God began to confirm what it is we were going to say tonight. And then I heard her talk about revival and prayer revival. So we are in a place of God saying, yes, we're in concert and we're moving forward. So with the time that I have remaining, I'm going to ask you to get a Bible. If you have one, it would be very important because you see the word of God for yourself. And I'm going to ask you to get that Bible, turn to the book of Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, the Old Testament prophet, Isaiah chapter number 40. And I'm grateful tonight for the truth of the word of God, for the comfort that's in the word of God. You can always find comfort in the word of God. Mm-hmm. And so when we look at Isaiah chapter 40, if I were to give you a narrative of it in its entirety, it's really about the prophet Isaiah seeing before Judah and Israel even goes into captivity. God allows him to see they are going to go through some things, but he's allowing them to hear the prophet declare unto them while they're going through things, be of courage, because God's got their back, because God knows what they're going to go through. And God is giving them a word. The prophet even looks further down the line, and he sees John the Baptist. And so tonight I'm going to invite your attention to Isaiah chapter 40. And I will stand tonight, hallelujah, not as Isaiah, but in the stead of Isaiah, not in the word of the Bible, but in the place of decreeing a word unto God's people. So it is in Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 1. The word of God reads, comfort ye, my people, saith your God. And I believe that God has given me this assignment tonight to comfort the people of God. Hallelujah. I believe God has given me an assignment tonight to decree unto you a better future. Hi, my God. I believe the assignment tonight is to take us to another place in God, that God can continue to do what it is he's doing in our lives. And so I'm going to speak from the topic, if you don't mind tonight, no longer sick and tired, but we are healed and refreshed. Hallelujah. We are no longer sick and tired, but we are healed and refreshed. And so it is in Isaiah chapter number 40, verse 2, the Bible declares to the prophet, speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her. And so tonight I speak to the church of God, the household of faith, the believers, and those that are coming along in belief, that I'm crying unto you. And God told Isaiah to tell Israel her warfare was accomplished. He told Isaiah to tell Israel that he knew that they were going to be in battles. He knew that they were going through some hardship, but he knew that there was going to come an end to some of the hardships that they were facing. And I know tonight that some of us are going through a lot of trials. We're going through trouble, some on every hand, some in particular areas. But I want you to know that there's nothing you're going through that God does not know
and that God does not realize what's happening. God's eyes are always upon the people of God. And as he told, as Isaiah told Israel that their warfare was going to be over, I decree unto you tonight that the battles that you have been fighting, they are going to be diminished tonight, that they will be decreased and they will be destroyed. That does not say that there won't be others, but the ones that you're facing now, those that are having you to be sick and tired, they're no longer going to have you sick and tired because you are going to be healed and refreshed when the night is over. And God told him not only to tell her that the warfare was accomplished, but that the iniquity, that Israel's iniquity, Judah's iniquity had been pardoned, that God had forgiven the sin, and he was going to forgive the sin. And tonight I want you to understand that this night God is in a forgiving mode. God is set on high. Hallelujah. God is set on forgiveness. And so I would decree unto you, and I would ask you right now where you stand or where you're kneeling or where you're sitting, if there's anything in your life that you need to ask God to forgive you for, now is the opportunity. Now is the time where God is pardoning. God is setting free. God is calling and erasing that which stained us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord told Isaiah to tell Israel that her iniquity, call on the name of the Lord and ask him to forgive you and ask him to cleanse you and ask him to remove the stains that have separated you, that God's hand is right there. He's ready to forgive. His forgiving mode tonight is that if you come, I will release. Hey, God, if you open your mouth and confess, I will receive it and erase it. Glory to God. God says, I will receive it and erase that which is staining you. God is a powerful God, and he can do anything but fail. And so even as God, as Isaiah begins to move down, he says, I want you to tell Israel that now this is, you've got to remember that this is a prophecy that he's seeing. And there are many times in the Bible where we'll see prophecies, and prophecies are basically duplicitous. And what I mean by duplicitous, they have one meaning for one point in time and for a particular group of people, and then it has the ability to leap over ages and eras and land in another dispensation to be delivered to another group for the same purpose that it was originally sent out. And so Isaiah sent out a word, God sent out a word through Isaiah to his people. And he said, I want you to let them know that they've gone through enough. They've gone through double trouble. He said, but you can't get through. God has already prepared the way out. God has already put the balm on your illness. God has already put the salve on your disease. And I want you to know that God knows everything, and he's got you covered. Don't worry about what you did last night, but what I want you to be concerned about is what you're going to do tonight, because tonight we're going to ask God to create in us a clean heart. We're going to ask him to renew a right spirit in us, because he's in the forgiving business. And I look now in verse number 3, and the Bible says, and this is where Isaiah sees John crying. He said, the voice of one that cries in the wilderness, and tonight I'm crying out. And when you look at a wilderness is an uninhabited place. It's a jungle-like territory. It's a place where nothing but wildlife basically inhabits. But tonight, some of us are in a wilderness. We're in a place where there's sin covering us. We're in a place where there's habits moving. We're trying to move forward, but we got to pull our way through sin. We're trying to advance in the kingdom of God, and we got to push hatred out the way. We're trying to get to our destination, and there's envy on every side. We seem like we are in a wilderness, but I want you to know God's got the guiding light. God's going to be a light in the wilderness for us. This prayer news network is God sending out a lifeline to many of those that have been in the wilderness a mighty long time, and you desire to come out, but the Lord has finally sent you a lifeline through the prayer news network. God has sent the prayers of the righteous that availeth much to help guide you along the way. And not only are the prayers availing, but God is sending his word. And I heard the psalmist declare in Psalm 119 that his word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Oh, you're getting ready to come out of the wilderness, because God has made a way. God declared in the word, Isaiah says, the desert, make straight the desert as a highway. Hallelujah. In a dry land, God's got a place to let you walk through. God's going to move in the lives of his people tonight. I look in verse number 4, and he declares, the prophet says, that every valley shall be exalted. And I want you to understand that a valley is a deep place. A valley is something that moves down subterranean, not below the terrain, but below the basic, the line that marks the regular territory. And so when you're moving into a valley, you're going down into a deep place. But I want you to know that some of you are in the valley of depression, but it's going to be exalted through prayer. Some of you are in the valley of loneliness, but it's going to be exalted through praise. Some of you are in the valley of I just despair about everything. Oh, but lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and let the King of Glory come in. Who is the King of Glory? Well, we know who he is, because once that valley is exalted, we are no longer going to be sick and tired, but we're going to be healed from that depression. We're going to be healed from that loneliness. We're going to be healed and refreshed. I heard him say, not only will the valley be exalted, God can build up, but the next thing says, and the mountains and hills shall be made low. God not only can build up, but he can pull down. And then he moves on to say that the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places clean. In other words, God is trying to tell you something. God is trying to tell you that I'm going to fix it. Fix it, Jesus, fix it. God says, I've already got the blueprint. I've already planned. My contractor is the Spirit of God, and it's making a way straight for us. And even when God starts to bring us up out of those valleys, and even when God starts to tear down the mountains of pride, when God starts to tear down the mountains of selfishness, when God starts to tear down the mountain of it's me, it's all about me. And when he starts to make straight those paths, I want you to know that there's somebody going to see a difference in your life. And the Bible says in verse number 5 that the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Thank God you don't have to be sick and tired anymore, but the glory of the Lord is going to heal. The glory of the Lord is going to refresh. And when God straightens out those things that have been holding us down, when God pulls us out of the valley and he makes our crooked road straight, then shall somebody know that there is a God in the land. Somebody shall know that there is a God that's able to do all. I look here and I see that when the glory of God shall be revealed, it shall let man know that his flesh is not in power. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed according to the word, because it said, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. And when God began to tell the prophet to cry out, he said, what shall I cry? And I love this because this is so important, because what it does, it takes self out of the way. It says that all flesh is grass. The prophet of God, a man of God, I want you to tell the world that their flesh is like grass. This looked pretty one day, but it's eventually going to fade into the sunset. I want you to understand that you might be 36, 24, 36 now, or you may be broad in the shoulder and narrow in the hips, but the Bible, the grass is going to wither, and the beauty of the flower, it will fade, but because the Spirit of the Lord, it will blow on it, and when it begins to fade, the flesh, we can no longer have confidence in it, because the muscles don't have the strength that they used to have. The teeth don't have the grinding power that they used to have. Our mental capacity is no longer as sharp as it used to be. And so it is in verse number 8 and 7 and 8. God is trying to let you know that you can't depend on what your flesh and your body provides. He says in verse 8 that the grass withereth and the flower fadeth. But boy, if you want to abide forever, he says the word of God shall stand forever. And when you look into the word of God, if you abide in his word, and his word will abide in you. I've got to leave this place here now. I believe that you can stand forever, because even when heaven and earth are passed away, the Bible declares that the word of God, it shall stand forever. Oh, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And so what the declaration here tonight is for those of us that are in this time, that if we abide in Jesus, we shall stand forever. We abide in Jesus. Jesus' bank account is never going to get overdrawn. Hallelujah. Jesus' house is never going to need a roof fix. Whatever Jesus has is going to be everlasting, for he is from everlasting to everlasting. He is the great I am. I thank God as I move just a little bit further in the word that tonight after this is over, we are no longer going to be sick and tired, but we're going to be healed and we're going to be refreshed because God gave Israel a word through Isaiah, and tonight on the prayer news, let people a word through little old me. And God says it. He says in verse number 9, he says to Zion, he says to Israel, oh, I want you to take the testimony that you have. I want you to lift up your voice with strength. He says, lift it up and be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. And tonight, people of the Most High God, I admonish you to give God glory right there where you sit tonight. I admonish you tomorrow when you get up and you go into the grocery store, lift up your voice and decree that God is great. Lift up your voice. Don't be ashamed to tell your neighbor that God is. And when they say, I see a difference in you, I notice a difference about you, let them know that God did it. Don't be afraid to tell your testimony because God gives you a victory. We ought to tell the world. The Bible says it with a strong voice. Lift up God. And tonight I decree and I declare that he is God. I'm moving on now, and he talks about verse number 10 here. And he says, behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand, and I thank God, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his word is before him tonight. I thank God for those that have been sick and tired. Behold, God's coming, and with a strong hand. God's hand is so strong that it can hold the world in it. I believe when we were children, we used to sing the song, he's got the whole world in his hand. And in order for him to have the whole world in his hand, he's got a strong arm that will rule for him. And I want you to know tonight that you might have been weak and tired, but you got a strong God. You might have been sick and tired, but you're in the hand of an almighty God. And the Bible is declaring here in verse 10 that his reward is with him. Thanks be to God. Those of us that love the Lord, those of you that are determined to live for God, no matter what comes up, be it coronavirus or any other thing, you're going to go all the way with God. I heard the Bible say that his reward is with him. Not only will he do that in verse 11, I'm moving on now. He says he shall feed his flock. Now, if you have been tired and if you have been sick, something might be wrong with you. You might be just a little malnourished. You might be missing some vitamins. You might be missing some nutrients. But I see here in the word of God that he's going to feed his flock like a shepherd. Not only is God going to feed his flock, but the food that God gives, it gives nourishment to the soul. He's going to gather the lamb with his arm. That arm of God is a strong arm. And not only is he going to gather you, you might have been tired, but if you can make it to Jesus, he will carry you in his bosom according to the word of God. He says he's going to carry him into the bosom. I thank God because not only is his arm strong, but the Bible declares in Proverbs that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous are running to him and are made safe. Mm-hmm. I thank thee to God that I have a God that's not made by hands. I thank God that we have a God that controls the earth and everything there is. The Bible declares that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The God that we serve, hallelujah, he can't be melted down. He can't be reformed. He can't be moved or positioned with the hand of a man, because he controls everything. And so in order to decree and declare that he has controlled everything, simply this: who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and melted out heaven with the sand and comprehended the dust of the earth in measure and weighed the mountains and scales and the hills in balance, who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or who is his counselor, who can teach God, is going on to declare how great God is. It's going on to tell about the knowledge of God, that God is omniscient. He knows the very particles of dust in the earth. And if God knows the particles of dust in the earth, surely he knows who you are. Hallelujah. If God knows the numbers of hair on one head, surely he knows who you are tonight. You are not burdened out by yourself. You are not alone. But there is a God that knows everything about you. And he's so great that he can measure the waters in the hollow of his hand. He can melt out the sands of heaven. I want you to understand he knows just about everything in your life. The Bible is starting to decree and declare what gives God this authority. The verse 13 verse asks a simple question: who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, who taught him? Nobody can teach God because they can't reach that place. I heard the David say, "Hi, my spirit is resting now." I heard the psalmist say in 139th Psalm, when he just said, begin to talk about, if I make my bed in hell, God is there. If I ascend into the heavens, God is there. And he began to talk about how God I see and how God knows. And he began to decree, David in the psalm said, too much knowledge is I can't handle what God has. God has said we cannot handle the knowledge that he has, but all we can handle is the joy that he will allow us to handle. He knows all about your troubles. You might have been weak and tired. You might have been sick and tired, but tonight you found out that your God has everything in his hands. As I move on to the end, the Bible tells me in the verse 15 that the nations are just like a drop of the bucket. You know, a nation is a big thing to us, and even when we look at the entirety of the world, it takes a long time, even in an airplane, to traverse from one end of the globe even to the other. But according to the Bible, that's just like a drop of sand in the bucket compared to what our God is, what God has control over this earth. All in verse 17, it declares, all nations before him are just like nothing. Mm-hmm. They're challenging him because he is just that great. What a mighty God we serve tonight. We serve a God that if you're weary, yeah, he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You don't have to continue to be sick and tired, but tonight we're going to leave healed and refreshed. The Bible says in verse 18 of the same chapter, to whom then will you liken God, or what likeness will you compare unto him? The question arises, is there anybody like our God? Is there anybody as strong as our God? No, not one. Is there anybody as kind as our God? No, not one. Is there anybody that loves us like our God? No, not one. There's no comparison. Mama may love you, but she can't love you like God. Husband may love you, but he can't love you like God. You can't compare nothing to what God deals and how he feels about his children. Hallelujah. I'm going to drop down for this time. The roundabout verse number 21 of the same chapter, and the author declares, have you not known? Still they're talking about how great God is, how great our God is. Have you not heard? Had it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof as grasshoppers, that stretch out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth out on them. That I want you to understand this tonight, children of the Most High God, that the Lord has been here from the beginning, and it was God that created us, and we didn't create ourselves, and God is not a deadbeat daddy where he creates something and then leave it to go on his own. When God blew the breath of life into Adam, who we are his posterity, God cared for man from the very beginning. The breath that God blew into Adam, it has moved all the way down through our breath, our lungs, and brings us life. And even when Adam sinned, God covered them with a fig leaf. He covered them with not with a fig leaf, but the skin of an animal. God let blood be shed to cover. Mm-hmm. God knows how to cover. God knows how to cover you. He can hide you from the enemy. Hey, my God. Mm-hmm. He can hide you from disease. He can make sure that no harm comes upon you. The Bible says in verse 23 that he brings princes to nothing. You don't have to worry. People are worried about who's in the political arena. They're worried about who's in control of this party, who's in control of that party. But the Bible lets me know that God can bring a prince to nothing. And the Bible says in Romans that there are no powers that are not ordained of God. And so because God is in control, not to worry about a party, I'll do my part, but I'll let God be God. I want you to understand this as I move down now, around about verse 25, when God himself speaks, and he asks the question, to whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal? The Holy One, God says, if you got anybody that you think can challenge me, bring him on, because I'm willing to stand up against anybody. But God don't even have to go that route, because he already knows that it was him that created earth and him that created man. And so the glory of God is all we need to believe in, that God's glory will take us from one place to another. And it is in verse number 26. He says, lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who has created these things that bring them out by their number. We're still talking about the greatness of God. We don't have to be sick and tired any longer, but if we hide ourselves in Christ, if we make our way into Jesus, if we'll bury ourselves in the Word of God, if we'll bury ourselves in prayer, if we will make our minds to be stayed upon God, God's got a place of strength and rest for us. I want you to hear me tonight, people of God. I come to encourage you that the things that have bitten you down in the past, you can be released from them tonight. You can be free from that thing that had you so sick and that had you so tired, because verse number 28 says, has thou not known, has thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he fainteth not. Mm-hmm. God doesn't get tired, neither is he weary, and there is no searching of his understanding. Mm-hmm. But I love this about God. Not only is God omnipotent, meaning he has all power, omniscient, he knows everything. And the question was, did you know that he is God and that he does not faint and neither does he get tired? We're no longer sick and tired, but because we're in Jesus, we are healed and refreshed. In verse number 30, declares this, that the God that we just finished talking about, mm-hmm. that great God with a strong arm, that great God, the creator of earth, that great God who hung the sun, the moon, and the stars, that great God who was from the beginning, mm-hmm. that has no comparable cause. It says in verse 29, he given power to the faith. You're no longer sick and you're no longer tired, because God gives us power. And to them that have no might, he increases the strength. Yeah. Thanks be to God, because of a healing virtue in the Word of God, I'm no longer sick, but I'm more than a conqueror through him that loves me tonight. And the Bible declares that even the youth shall be faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. It's saying that it gives this example, because you know when you're young, you can run, and you can run. I remember when I was a little boy, I could play all day long, and when they called me in the house, I get mad because I had so much more energy to burn. But the Word of God lets you know that life will ultimately take a toll on you. And it says even the youth shall faint and be weary. And that's when one is trying to make it in their very own strength. But oh, if you can move in the strength of God, I believe you won't be sick, and I believe you won't be tired. If you can move in the anointing of the Holy One of Israel, of the Lamb of God, if you abide in him and let him rest in you, he will turn things around. The young man and his own strength will get tired. The young man in his own flesh will become weary. But those that have decided that I'm going to wait upon the Lord, the Bible says that the Lord, him himself, shall renew your strength. So tonight, if you've been waiting, tonight, if you've been praying, tonight, if you've been fasting, tonight, if you've been holding on, tonight, if you've been standing still, tonight, if you've been declaring that God is righteous, tonight, if you've been living a sanctified life and you've been feeling like you can't go on, the word decrees to you tonight that the Lord himself is going to renew your strength. And when God begins to renew yourself, you will get up from the sick and you will leave the tired, because you will be healed and refreshed. He said that they shall mount up with wings as an eagle. Mm-hmm. An eagle is a bird that soars high above everything. Mm-hmm. He soars higher than everything else. Mm-hmm. And tonight we are coming out of the place of sick and tired. We are now healed, yeah, according to the word of God, and we're soaring in the spirit. We're soaring in his anointing. We're soaring in his glory. We're soaring in his courage. We're soaring in his peace. We're soaring in his strength. We are moving to a new place because we are no longer sick and we are no longer tired, because the Lord Jehovah Rapha, he has healed our bodies and he's given strength to those that wait upon him, those that have faithfully stood the test of time, who didn't give up even when it wasn't going their way, those who didn't turn around because they got heartbroken, those that decided, after me and my house, we will serve the Lord. In the space of Isaiah, that if you wait upon the Lord, he will renew your strength. We're no longer sick and tired, but we're healed and refreshed. We're healed through the word of the living God. We're healed through the power of the living God. Mm-hmm. We're healed and we are refreshed through the spirit of the Lord God Almighty. Tonight, people of the Most High God, you might have came in tired and you might have been sick, but tonight the word of God is healed. I heard the brother the other night saying, I feel like going on. And that's what God will do for you. When it seems like you can't make it any further, he will strengthen you. He's our God and our strength. Tonight, don't sit in the place of sick and tired. Decree into the atmosphere with your voice that I am no longer sick and tired, but I'm healed and refreshed because the Lord God has renewed my strength. And I'm going to mount up and soar above foolishness. I'm going to soar above pettiness. I'm going to soar above envy. I'm going to soar above hatred. I'm going to rise above those things. In the name of Jesus, mm-hmm. I will not be weary, even as I run this race. And even when I go down to walk, I won't wear out, mm-hmm. because God upholds me with his strong right arm. Tonight, people of the Most High God, we ask you, if you had or were in the place of sick and tired, tonight, I want you to hear what the word of God has decreed. Isaiah decreed it to Israel through a prophetic word, and it skips the space and span of time. Tonight, it is decreed unto us, because that God that Isaiah declared is the same God tonight. He's the same God that exalts those out of valley. He's the same God that's going to pull us out of the valley of depression, out of the valley of hardship, out of the valley of despair. He's that same God. He's the same God that's going to bring you out of the wilderness tonight. He's going to let the word of God bring you out. The Prayer News Network has been leading you to the place where God will bring you out of the wilderness so that you can make straight the path in the desert so somebody else can follow you on to glory. Tonight, I open up to you this line now. If there's any one of you tonight that has decided that you want to come to Jesus, that you want to give your life to the Lord Jesus, that you have been tired of being sick and tired, and that you want to be healed and refreshed, there is a man that I know. His name is Jesus. And if you are not born again tonight, and you want to be born again, if you are sick and tired, but you want to be healed and refreshed, we're going to give you an opportunity to call in, to plug in and tap in and make that request. Now, we're going to do a prayer request line a little bit later, but tonight, right now, the phone lines are going to be open for anyone that desires to come to the Lord Jesus Christ, to turn away from the life of sin, to come back, those that have backslidden and those that were on the edge of backsliding. We're going to give you this time to come, and if you need to recommit your life to Jesus, we're opening up the lines for that right now. I'm going to ask Evangelist Bradley to give you instructions on how to contact us for that.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. Praise the Lord. Anyone, if you're listening by radio, if you're listening by podcast, if you're listening by Facebook on tonight, glory to God, you can certainly call in. And the number is 339-209-6891. And again, that's 339-209-6891. Glory be to God. Amen. Again, 339-209-6891. People of God, you can come. This is the call to salvation. Amen. And we're going to turn the platform over to Evangelist Diane Bond, and as well, she will be taking their prayer requests. Glory to God, if there are none, amen, that would like to give their life to the Lord. But this time, the platform is open. Amen. If you would like to give the Lord, amen. If you would like to give your life to the Lord on tonight, glory to God, you can do that right now. Amen. The platform is open. Glory be to God. Amen. As we prepare to receive Evangelist Bond on tonight. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Evangelist. And it looks like we lost her. Star 6 and come over. Star 6 and come over, Evangelist. Glory to God. Amen. Perhaps there's someone who's sick and tired. Amen.
You're amen. Sick and... Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. As the word has went forth on tonight, glory to God. Amen. To let us know that we can soar. Amen. Tonight, glory to God. You don't have to stay in the shape that you're in. Amen. Amen, amen. You can be put back together again. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To let us know that Jesus, amen, amen. He knows all about our troubles tonight. Amen. So I want you to know, praise God. Amen. You're not in it alone. Amen. Jesus is right there with you. Glory to God. Amen. Has the invitation. Amen. As the invitation has been opened and praise God, been given to you. Praise God. Amen. You want to turn your life, amen, over to Christ tonight, amen, and start a brand new life. Tonight is tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Come as you are. Hallelujah. Amen. Just repent of your sins. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let the Lord come in, praise God, and do a work in you. Hallelujah. Amen. To make the old, amen, into a new tonight. Praise God. Amen. Amen. If so, praise God. Just match star 6. Amen. Come on in and we will pray with you. Hallelujah. Amen. And pray for you. Amen. Glory to God. As he gave the invitation, backsliders. Amen. Come back home. Amen. For the souls that come home, come home. Ye that are weary, come home. Amen. Jesus is waiting patiently Amen. He's calling, amen, just for you. Glory to God. Amen. Anyone desire one prayer tonight, praise God. Even if you're thinking about, amen, glory to God, amen, being saved, amen, but you're not ready, not yet, praise God. Amen. We'll pray with you. Glory to God. We will pray with you. Amen. Anyone, praise God. Man, woman, boy, girl, amen. Doesn't matter where you are. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus wants you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If not, praise God, we thank God for you. Praise God. Amen. Any sick tonight, praise God. Amen. Not feeling well. Amen. You want prayer tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. For you. Amen. Your family, your neighbors. Amen. Grandchildren, whomever it may be. Praise God. Amen. The line is open for you to match star 6. Amen. Come on over. Amen. And we'll pray with you tonight. Amen. Glory to God. I want you to know we serve a God that is able. Amen. Amen. He is able. He is able. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He is able. He won't let you down. Hallelujah. Amen. He's a God that will come. Amen. He's a God, amen, that will come. May not come when we want him, but he's always on time. Hallelujah. Amen. He's a right now God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. This man, star 6, and come on over. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Your life can be refreshed. Your life can be brand new. Glory to God. Amen. Your life. Your life. Amen. The Lord is concerned about you tonight. Amen. He is concerned about you. You and yes, you. Glory to God.
Praise him. God bless you. God bless you again on tonight. Amen. I received a request on tonight. Would like to lift up Sister Ida Thomas. She lost her husband. So we would like for prayer for the family. And again, that's Sister Ida Thomas. And as well, let us remember Mother Marshall, the Marshall family, and as well the organization for Sprint. Amen, Jesus. We'll give the details for Bishop Marshall afterwards, but we definitely want to remember them in prayer on tonight. And as well, I want to lift up my brother Andrew on tonight. Amen. He's having complications in his body, but we believe God. Amen. We believe God. We yet believe God. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. 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 Glory to God. Anyone else? Glory to God. Amen. Anyone? 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 Amen. We ask you to. Amen. I want to put my brother-in-law, Bishop O'Neill, amen, in Kokomo in that honor. Praise God. Amen. Who's very sick guy. Amen. I ask you to pray for him. Pray for my sister Maddie, Dr. Maddie O'Neill. Praise God. Amen. They're both going through, have health issues. Praise God. And she's trying to help him and assist him. Amen. But he's the one that had the, amen, colon serve, amen, operation a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Body is going through some changes where he did, amen, resist the chemo. It was cancer. He did resist the chemo treatments. Praise God. Amen. So we were just waiting now on the blood test, see what the blood test is saying. Praise God. And
amen.
Amen. Just asking prayer. Praise God. Amen. He solicited all of his grandchildren come home. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And some did last week. Praise God. A good time. Amen, as my sister was saying. But just pray, praise God, amen. He's trusting God.
Yes,
amen,
yes.
He's a man of faith. God yet gives us, amen. Just pray, praise God, amen. Another request, praise God, a friend of ours, a sister at our church, Sister Mary. Amen, she has not come home yet. Praise God, she's been in the hospital going on a month. Amen, and things are just going downhill as of right now. It's not looking good for we. Oh, amen. God is in control. Amen. A prayer warrior, amen, can pray. Amen. It's prayed us through. So many in church were saying that. Who's going to pray for us now? Amen. But we just believe in God to let his will be done. Amen. Yeah. So we're kind of up and not, amen, not feeling too good, praise God, about that. But we know God is in charge, amen.
Yes,
let's pray for another young man, amen, young boy that the mother said in her request. His name is Aiden, amen, who's having stomach problems. He's 9 years old, amen. But the mother asking, amen, the prayer line to please him up in prayer, praise God. His name is Aiden. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And just pray for Bishop. Amen. And Mother Graham, praise God of her. Rheumatoid arthritis, praise God that the Lord would strengthen those hands and correct those hands.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Amen. And just pray in our body. Amen. Glory
yes, God.
To God. Amen. Anyone else?
Yes, Jesus.
Glory to God. Amen. Anyone? Glory to God. Amen. Amen. If not, amen, we're going to go ahead on it. Amen. Begin to pray. Amen. We just know, amen, prayer works. Praise God. Prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door.
There's one.
Amen.
There's a prayer. The line,
amen.
Woman of God. Someone has a turn. Okay, go ahead,
amen.
Caller.
Amen.
Evangelist Jones, looks like she's on the platform. Go ahead and call. Go ahead, Evangelist. Press star 6. Okay, now press star 6 again to get you. Take your phone off of mute. Take your phone off of mute. There you go.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. We'd like to request prayer for my niece, Marie Williams. She's having some vascular problems in her leg. So
amen.
She's now in a rehab facility, so she's asking for prayer. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Anyone else? Glory to God. Amen. We must believe in prayer. Glory to God. Anyone? Glory, glory, glory.
I love
us. No, we pray, praise God, and look like it. Amen. It's not working.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. You may say to yourself, I'm just going to quit asking. Amen. Glory to God. Keep asking. Amen. Don't give up. Don't give up. Amen. Don't give up. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. If we look at the situation, we'll just say, oh, forget it. Amen. Glory to God. But we cannot give up. Amen. We must believe in prayer. Amen. We must. Glory to God. For the word said, faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word of glory to God. Amen. Through these times, we got to have faith. We got to believe. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Faith is what got us here. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else desire prayer? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
God, no.
Hallelujah. Amen. The song said, I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't even know why he cares. I don't even know why he sacrificed his life for me. But, oh, but I'm glad that he did. He knows all about our troubles. Amen. That's one man that knows. Glory to God. He knows. He knows the road we travel. He knows our ups and our downs. He knows our hurts, our heartaches, our pains. He knows. Glory to God. He knows what's best for us.
Yes,
glory
God.
To God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I just learned. We just have to trust him. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. But I learned through my circumstances. I will not be defeated. I will not let my circumstances bend me over. Glory to God. I hope you catch it. Amen. Don't let your circumstances bend you over. Glory to God, where they get so heavy to where they got you in a bent over position. Amen. But let's lift our heads and the man of God say, praise God. Tonight, Jesus knows amen, all about us. He knows our troubles. He knows. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. He knows. Hallelujah. The scripture said, have you not known? Have you not heard?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus knows all about it. He knows.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Anyone else desire prayer? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm going to trust him. I'm going to trust him at his word. Amen.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Amen. Glory, glory, yeah. Glory. Amen. We're going to give it to Jesus tonight. Amen. Our Father, our God, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Even though, praise God, our eyes may be filled with tears, oh God, a lump may be in our throat. Glory to God, our head may be hurting. Glory to God, so many questions in our minds. Glory to God, but we come into you tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, we're bringing it to you. Glory to God, hallelujah, our burdens. Glory to God, our hurts, our pains. Hallelujah, our tears. Glory to God, asking you tonight to comfort the hearts tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, only you can do it, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, only you can do it. When the doctor's done all they can do, glory to God, hallelujah, oh God, it's the right time for you to step in the name of Jesus. Of course, you've been there all the time. Lord, we ask you tonight, have your way tonight in every situation, in the mighty name of Jesus, through sickness, through pain, oh God, in the name of Jesus, through the highs and the lows, oh God, even in the guttermost, God, have your way, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Lord, we ask you tonight, oh God, to remember Miss Ida Thomas, in the name of Jesus, God, in the family, only you know, praise God. Hallelujah. You know, praise God, what the need is. Lord, we ask you tonight to meet the need, God. Lord, we need your name. We need your name tonight. We need your Jesus name. We need you, Jesus. Glory to God to heal. Because your name has power. Your name, oh God, it delivers. Hallelujah. Your name, oh God, hallelujah, can bring peace to a disturbed mind. Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah, oh God, your name. Hallelujah, oh God, we worship you tonight to work miracles. Oh God, to heal broken hearts, to set the captive free. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Your name, God, ease the aching pain. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Meet the needs of your people tonight. Glory to God. Encourage the family. Comfort them in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Only you can do it. Only you can do it, Jesus. Only you can do it. Lord, we ask you to remember, praise God, Mother Marshall and the family tonight. Strengthen them, oh God, in this hour. In the name of Jesus, God, give strength. Comfort them, oh God. Wipe away every tear. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Give peace tonight, oh God, to a confused mind. Glory to God. Fill the empty void in the heart. Oh God, to give mother strength to endure, oh God, the days to come. In the mighty name of Jesus, for you are great and you're greatly to be praised. Glory to God. We honor you tonight. We adore you, Lord, because you said in your word, you will never leave us. You will never, 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 never leave us. Nor forsaken, oh God, your word said. Hallelujah. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Glory to God. You've been there all the time. Glory to God, Lord, and you work in mysterious ways. Glory to God, and we come to say thank you, God. Hallelujah. You know what we need best. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to tonight, comfort tonight, glory to God, comfort, oh God, Lord, for we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength, in the mighty name of Jesus, remember, praise God, Brother Andrew tonight, glory to God, we yet, Lord God, claim and heal it in his body, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, Lord, for whatever the reason is, Lord, we ask you tonight, make him whole, In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, for the issue, oh, God, for this thing, God, that keeps occurring, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. His desire is to be well. His desire is to be healed. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you said if we ask, oh, God, if we ask in your name, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we ask in you, God, glory to God, have, oh God, have mercy, God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, touch him, touch God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, not just in certain areas, but God, all over, God, spiritually, mentally, physically, and emotionally, God, heal him, God, that's his desire, God, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, he'll give you praise, glory to God, he'll testify about your goodness, in the name of Jesus, but in the meantime, glory to God, Lord, we thank you for the right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, you are right now, God, oh, God, and we plead the blood of Jesus, let the anointing of God flow, oh, God, that every yoke be destroyed right now, in the name of Jesus. Devil, you a liar, God. Release your hand. Release the clutch. Offer him right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, Lord, that he walk in the newness of life. Free him, oh God. Oh God, from sickness, from bondage. In the name of Jesus, do a work. Oh God, that the doctors are not able to do. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you tonight, remember, praise God, Evangelist Joan, that she's standing steadfast for God. Lord, her niece Marie, oh God, who's in rehab. Hallelujah, oh God, that's having a problem with the legs. In the name of Jesus, God, we know that you are able. You are able, God. You can do the impossible. Glory to God, Lord, you did it for, oh God, for the lame man. You did it for the woman with the issue of blood. You did it for the woman, oh God, that was bent over for so many years. Oh God, you brought a posture up that she walked straight. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you tonight, breathe upon her. Breathe upon her body. Breathe upon those legs. Oh God, bring the swelling down. In the name of Jesus, oh God, breathe. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, in every organ, oh God, go what's causing the swelling, go into the organ in the name of Jesus, oh God, and we curse that infirmity from the root, in the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God, Lord, she want to walk again, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we speak healing tonight, over her in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, be healed, be healed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, Lord. Let her be able to put her shoes on. Oh, God, and to walk. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Let her begin to take steps that she wasn't able to do. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Do it for us, Lord. We're claiming healing right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Lord, we ask you tonight, oh, God, even Bishop O'Neill. Oh, God, you're able, oh, God, to do the impossible. Hallelujah, God. You're God of a second and third and fourth chance. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, God, to move upon him. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We believe in your report. Well, God, but we ask you tonight, let your will be done. Lord, we honor his request. His request, oh, God. Hallelujah, oh, God, is different from what we want. But, Lord, we ask you tonight, let your, oh, God, let your will be done in his life, oh, God. His request is, I'm ready. Oh, God, but the wife, the children, in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, let your will be done. Remember Dr. Maddie O'Neill tonight. Strengthen her, oh, God, in every area, whatever the case may be. Bring her through in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord, you know what's best. In the name of Jesus, we say, hold on. Oh, God, but he said he's ready. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let your will be done. Your perfect will. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Hallelujah, oh, God. But he's not going until his work is finished. In the name of Jesus, God. And we bless your name. Oh, God, we adore you tonight. Hallelujah, for who you are. Glory glory to God, and we thank you, God. We thank you for the right now, God. Yeah. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for where you brought him from. Lord, yeah. We ask you to remember Master Aiden tonight.
Yeah.
Glory to God. We ask you to heal him. Touch him, oh God. Even when he go back to the doctors, they don't know what to do, but God, we ask you, God, to direct them. Let them find what's wrong. Oh God, and you give them wisdom and knowledge on how to deal with it. In the name of Jesus, oh God, the Father and the Mother, glory to God, Lord, touch them right now. Give them peace of mind in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, and we bless your name. We bless your name, oh God. Even Sister Mary tonight, God, you're able in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, you're able, oh God, to do the impossible. Hallelujah, you're able, oh God, to bring her off the ventilator. You're able, oh God, to bring that heart rate up. You're able, God, we are yet saying, hold on, don't go. But God, we ask you tonight, let your perfect will be done in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, whatever it may be. Remember the family. Remember the brothers. Remember the sisters in the name of Jesus. For God, you are in charge. Remember our land tonight. Oh, God, remember everyone that's on this line. Meet every need, God. Meet every need. In the name of Jesus, spoken and unspoken prayer requests tonight. Go where they are, God. Let the angels take charge. In the name of Jesus, God, fix it, fix it, fix it. Fix it, God. In the name of Jesus. Stretch out your hand, God, tonight. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Only you can do it. Only you can do it in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we praise your name. Even for Evangelist Bradley tonight, the family, God. Hallelujah. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Renew, revive, restore, refresh. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Have your way, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you and we thank you, Lord. We give you honor, oh God. Hallelujah. And the glory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, God. Keep us, oh God. Hallelujah. Behind the cross. Glory to God. We praise you tonight for your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Evangelist Bradley. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah tonight, right where you are. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wind, fresh wind. Amen. A rush. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's not gonna be no month. Not gonna be no 2 weeks. Glory to God, but a rush. It's coming your way. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Quick work in the name of Jesus. Quick work. In the name of Jesus, glory to God.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Better than FedEx. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Better than the UPS. Hallelujah. Amen. Federal Express. Work in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In Nama. Oh, God, I bless you, Jesus.
Yes,
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes. Now. Thank you, Jesus.
Now. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Bless you, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. to God. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, somebody on tonight. Just give God praise, hallelujah. Just give God praise right now for the answer. Give God praise, glory be to God. Hallelujah for the rush, for the speedily on tonight. Glory to God for him moving in the midst of your situation. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah for him moving. Glory to God for you right now. Glory to God for him moving upon your situation, upon your circumstance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and give him praise right there where you are. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just give him thanks. Give him thanks. Glory to God. Give him thanks on tonight. Give him thanks on tonight. Glory to God. Give him thanks on tonight. Gloria mama. Say God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give him thanks on tonight. We give him thanks for lifting. Glory to God. Thank him for getting. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank him for healing on tonight. Thank you for strengthening on tonight. Glory to God, we're no longer sick. Glory to God, no longer tired. Glory to God, no longer tired. Those situations, circumstances, glory to God, that comes to try to weigh us down. But we thank God on tonight. Glory to God. We thank God for the lifting on tonight. We thank him for the lifting on tonight. We thank him for the healing. We thank him for the deliverance on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Glory to God because we know that it's already done. Glory be to God. Amen. We thank God tonight, people of God. We thank him. Glory to God for this word on tonight. Amen. Thank the Lord on tonight for Pastor Bruce Harding. Glory to God on tonight. Amen. Glory to God coming to bring that declarative word unto the people of God on tonight. Amen. The Lord has come to comfort us. Amen. To comfort his people. Glory to God. My God, do we need that? Amen. Glory to God. There's so much that's going on in the earth, but we thank God on tonight. Amen. Jesus, we thank him tonight, people of God, because we, glory to God, amen, we've heard the word. Amen. We've been encouraged in our hearts and in our spirit. Amen, to wait on the Lord. Glory be to God, to wait on the Lord. Amen, glory to God. And it is in that, amen, that we are strengthened, glory to God, by the word of God. Amen, by his power, by his might. Amen, as the man of God said, he knows all things. Amen, glory be to God. And we thank him for that. Amen, glory to God. We thank God for this word again on tonight coming from, amen, Pastor Harden, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, again, a right now word at a right now time, amen, glory to God. The Lord has already prepared a way out, a way of escape for us, people of God, so it doesn't matter, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, what we're going through, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, because God is, amen, a light in the wilderness, glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight again for this word. Again, thanking God for Pastor Harden. Amen, Jesus. And he'll be back with us again on tomorrow night. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God so we can hear the conclusion. Amen, of what the Lord is saying. Amen. But we pray that you're feeling refreshed on tonight, that you're feeling strengthened. Glory to God by the breath of God, by the anointing. Glory be to God that breaks every yoke, amen, that we're no longer bent over, amen, Jesus, as the woman of God said, by our problems, our situations, our circumstances, glory to God. But our hope is in the Lord, amen. So we give God thanks again. We give God praise. And people of God, we just want to let you know, amen, Jesus, not sure what area that you're in, amen, Jesus, but the homegoing service for Bishop Marshall will be on this coming Saturday. As you know, he and both Mother Marshall, amen, very intricate, amen, family right here on the line, amen, ministered, amen, so many times. And we thank God for them. Listen, the life and the legacy, amen, that the man of God leaves now in the earth. Glory to God. We pick up the torch. Amen. We pick up the torch. Amen, Jesus. And we got to run. Amen. We got to run and not be weary. Glory be to God. But for those, again, that are in the area or perhaps would like to, amen, attend the services, glory to God, for Bishop Marshall, services will be on Saturday, October the 30th. Glory to God. Amen. At Smith Funeral Home. And that address is 604 Salisbury Road. And that's Wadesboro, North Carolina. Wadesboro, North Carolina. 28170. Again, 28170. The service begins at 12 noon. Amen, Jesus. And I'm sure, amen, there. Amen. We want you to get there early. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Listen, if you would like to send flowers, if you would like to be a blessing, amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Flowers and our cards, amen, you can send it to. And let me give you the number. The number is 704-694-4121. And again, that's 704-694-4121. Amen. So if you would, again, like to send cards or flowers, amen, we encourage you to go ahead and do that. Amen. For the family will be receiving those items, et cetera. Amen. There. Glory to God at the funeral home. And again, that's this Saturday, October 30th at 12 noon. For those who can and would like to go to the services, amen, you can certainly do so. Amen. If you're able to go, amen, and if you're part of the Prayer News Network, amen, look for us. Amen. Glory to God. Look for us. Amen. We're going to be there. Make yourself known if you're, amen, a regular listener. Amen. Or if you're a listener of the Prayer News Network, amen, just look for us. Amen. Come up to us and make yourself known to us. Amen. Glory be to God. Because we know that the Prayer News Network is worldwide. Amen. And it's always beautiful to put the face with the voice or the face with the number. Amen, Jesus. So certainly, if you would, glory be to God, let us know. Make us know that you're, amen, there and in the number. Amen. Also be in prayer for, amen, Minister Emmanuel, glory be to God. Bishop Marshall was his Southern District Vice President. Amen. Glory to God as well as Evangelist Jones. Amen. Part of their organization. She's in the Northern District. Amen. And also for, amen, Sister Sheila Jones. Amen. Just be in prayer for these, amen, people of God. Be in prayer that the Lord will strengthen them. Glory to God. Amen. Mother Hogs as well. Glory be to God. Be in prayer for them. Amen, Jesus, because they are right here with the Prayer News Network. Amen. They're right here. Glory to God, ready and available in the service of the Lord. So we want to pray their strength. Amen, Jesus. And people of God, we know that prayer works. Amen. Prayer works, people of God. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We thank God again on tonight. Thank him. Amen. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Evangelist. Glory to God for making the altar call on tonight. Amen. And taking the prayers before the throne of grace. We thank God for you on tonight. We thank God. We thank God on tonight. Amen. For that prayer. Amen. And we pray that the Lord will strengthen you. Amen. Jesus, woman of God, we pray that the Lord will strengthen the man of God. Amen. That brought forth the word on tonight. Glory to God. Brought forth that word. Unveil that word unto us, people of God. Amen. And we can soar. Amen. And we are healed and we are refreshed by the Spirit of the true and the living God. Amen. So we thank God for you, people of God. God bless you. We love you so much. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We want to, amen, Jesus, again invite you to come back on tomorrow night. Glory to God. The man of God will be back with us on tomorrow night. Glory to God. And we are believing God, amen, that every round goes higher and higher. Amen. And people of God, I just want to say, don't forget as we're, amen, changing seasons, as we're changing seasons, don't forget to dose up on your vitamins. Amen. Don't forget to start dosing up on your vitamins. Amen. Fortifying your body, building your body up. Amen. Don't forget your vitamin D. Don't forget your vitamin C. Don't forget your zinc. Amen. Z-I-N-C. Don't forget your zinc. Don't forget your echinacea. Amen. Your echinacea and your golden seal. Amen. Sometimes you can get the two of those together. Amen. Don't forget those. Don't forget your elderberry. Don't forget your elderberry. Amen. Don't forget your elderberry. Amen. Glory be to God. But certainly, certainly, certainly dose up, people of God. Amen. As we're changing seasons. Amen. A lot of bacteria is in the air. Amen, Jesus. And we want to fortify ourselves and build ourselves up. And listen, people of God, don't forget to drink plenty, plenty, plenty. And I know that we as a people don't. Amen. But drink plenty, plenty of water. Keep yourself saturated. Amen. Because urinary tract infection is really, really, really in the air. Glory to God. And it's certainly because we're not drinking enough water. Drink, drink, drink. Hydrate yourself. Amen. Hydrate yourself. Glory be to God. Drink water. Drink water, drink water. You know, a lot of times when you start drinking water, you release a lot of water, amen, but you need to drink it, amen, until your body is retaining it, amen. Glory to God. And the best way I can explain it is, amen, you know how a flower, amen, when a flower is deprived of water, how it begins to bend over, how it begins to droop, amen. And you pour that water in that flower, amen. And you're drinking, drinking, drinking. You're drinking it fast. Well, when you pour that water in that flower, it all runs out. It just runs right out quickly. Amen. Glory be to God. But when you hydrate and you're drinking to hydrate, you drink your water slowly. Drink your water slowly to give it time to settle in your body and that it doesn't flow right out. Amen. Glory be to God. So hydrate your body. Drink throughout the day. Amen. Drink slowly. Don't just drink, 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 again, because it's going to just come right out. But until your body can, amen, absorb it, and absorb it, amen, until, glory be to God, all of your organs, amen, are hydrated. Glory to God. It will, again, just flow out if you drink it quickly. Amen. But drink it slowly. Amen. And hydrate your body. Amen. So that you're not caught with, amen, UTI, urinary tract infection. It's out there. It's out there. It's out there. Amen. Some things, amen, we can avoid. Lord God, treat our bodies right. Amen. Let us treat our bodies right, right, right. Amen. Glory be to God. And don't forget, people of God, treat your body right. Amen. Treat your body right. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Again, for the word, people of God, we want to let you know that you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. It is absolutely free. If you would like to get a copy, you can text us. You can simply text us. And the number to text is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. For those of you that are requesting via WhatsApp, in particular our international listeners, you can also get a copy absolutely free. Glory to God. That number is 678-608-7234. And again, that's 678 608-728-7234. Amen. You can get a copy. And for those of you that are sending those prayer requests in, even our international listeners, we thank God for you. Keep them coming in. Amen, Jesus. We'll get those messages. Amen. Transcribe them. Glory to God. And send you answers back or send you back the prayer. Amen. Letting you know that we're touching and agreeing and believing God with you for turning around. Amen. God bless you, people of God. We love you. We appreciate you. Amen, Jesus, on tonight. Amen. We are coming to the top of the hour. So God bless you on tonight. Listen, don't forget to tell someone about the Prayer News Network. Tell someone. Amen. Let them know that we're here. Amen. Every night at the 9 o'clock hour. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, amen, we pray a special blessing over each and every one of you on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We pray his blood covering. We pray that he will shield us and that he will protect each and every one of us. Glory to God. Our household, our dwellings, amen, wherever we may be, we pray, amen, the blessing of the Lord will cover us and keep us and shield us. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray on tonight, glory to God, and as the word has declared, he give his angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. In the precious name of Jesus, that he will bless us, he will bless our going out, and that he will bless our coming in from this time forth and forevermore. We pray on tonight that we will be quickened. That we will be quickened in our understanding, that we will be quickened in wisdom and quickened in knowledge and quickened, glory be to God, that we will hear his voice always as he leads God and directs us on this journey in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you now. We love you. Glory to God. We glorify you. And Father, you have promised your beloved sweet sleep. And we're thanking you tonight. Thanking you for covering our minds in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you for covering our hearts. Thank you for covering our soul. Thank you for covering our spirit on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you for peace. Glory to God. We thank you for peace in the Prehebosha. We thank you for peace now in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, as we leave this line, but not your presence, Father, bring us back at the appointed time. Bring us back, glory to God. Bring us back with the witness. Bring us back, glory to God, with those that we have shared, glory to God, what you're doing in this world. Bring them back, oh God, bring us back in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you now. We thank you in advance. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise in thy precious name, Jesus, in every heart on tonight. Say amen, 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 amen. God bless you, people of God. We love you. We appreciate you. And we will see you on tomorrow night. God bless you. Blessings upon you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.